Morning, everyone. Solopreneur Grind. It is the daily episode number 40. That's pretty exciting. It's Tuesday, April the 16th. I'm actually traveling home later today via train to spend about a week with the family over the holidays. And the beauty of being a solopreneur and working remotely is you can work from anywhere. Now, I know what some of you may be thinking, especially you YouTube viewers, and that is, what am I sipping out of the J mug? And I thought for episode 40, I would indulge you on what is in this mug that I'm sipping out of. But first, wanted to go into back to our theme from yesterday, which was content creation. I was talking about, you know, testing and putting it out to begin with. And I think a lot of people in a lot of businesses or even a lot of projects are just putting it off due to probably a few reasons, due to not knowing where to start, how to start, due to being afraid of what the results could be, might be. And I can definitely relate to all of that stuff. But I think the biggest key, and I've been following Gary Vaynerchuk lately. If you haven't followed him or seen any of his stuff, it's pretty good. Some people like him more than others, which, you know, like most big people, like most famous people, some like them more than others, obviously. What Gary really preaches is to just do, right? Just do and document. And that's what I've been trying to do. I got to get a little better on it in terms of Instagram. Excuse me. I love doing the daily every morning. I'm in a good routine with it. And what Gary really preaches in his content and his book and stuff like that is to just document your journey, right? So that's kind of what I'm doing with the daily, but what I should be doing more of with Instagram is tracking the day, right? So what am I doing? How am I doing it? Where am I working from? What am I struggling with? Et cetera, checking in with, you know, quick little snippets of video and stuff like that. YouTube's more meant for like the mid to longer range form content, right? And same with podcasting. So I don't, you know, you wouldn't post a 30-second podcast, or you wouldn't post like a 30-second YouTube video like you would on Instagram. But that's why you mix it up with the different mediums to kind of cover those different angles. So I'm going to start getting a little bit better with documenting on Instagram. Would love if you would give me a follow at Solopreneur Grind. And I would start thinking about if you're not putting out enough content, or any for that matter, or you're looking to get something started on the side, you kind of know what it is, but you haven't pulled the trigger yet, is ask yourself, why not, right? Why have you not started yet? What's holding you back? And more importantly, what's the worst that could happen? Because the reason why, if you have a strong idea, an idea that you really believe in, then if you took away all your worries, you would do it, right? So what? Take note of what those worries are, write them down, journal about it, meditate on it, and really figure out what it is. And then ask yourself, okay, let's say those worst things did happen, or the things I'm afraid of did happen. Well, what would happen to my life? What would my life look like, right? Would I be put in jail? Would I be bankrupt? Would I be disowned by my family? You know, things like that. And I think what a lot of us will realize, and this is myself included before I started doing this daily, is that probably the worst thing that would happen is you have some people make fun of you, right? Or say, oh, your content's crap, or you're stupid, or, you know, like stupid comments like that, which are easy to brush off for some people. Oh man, whatever's in this mug is really good today. One more minute and we'll get to the J mug. But so the theme of the week is content. And by Friday, I want everyone to be kind of jacked up and have a plan so that you can start either creating more content if you already are, or just get started on something, right? Maybe you have an idea for a business or a website or a vlog or a blog. And what you can realize is you don't have to just go start that and then follow up with the content after. You can start building a brand on social media with no business. I don't even have a product yet, right? If you look at Solopreneur Grind, go look at my website, go look at all my content. You can't buy anything. Even if you wanted to, if you took out your credit card, you couldn't buy it. So start by just building a following, right? You can start with just an Instagram account. It's free. You can start with just a YouTube account. It's free. You can start with just a Facebook account. It's free. I can go on and on. Twitter, Tumblr, whatever. I don't know the other beyond that. But there's nothing holding you back, right? And then maybe you're working a 9-to-5 or you're still putting the finishing touches on a business idea or a product or a service. If you're building a following before it's ready, then you're going to have a target market waiting for you when the product is ready, right? So there's the only thing it will cost you is time, is what I'm trying to get down to here. So this video is a little less tactical and a little more of a push to just start pushing more content or to start an account of something if you don't have anything, because A, why not? B, all it costs you is time. C, you're building an audience for down the road. And D, like Gary says, if you're not putting up content, you're just going to become more and more irrelevant, which is a harsh comment, but it's also pretty true in today's world. So anyways, that's it for the spiel, episode 40 of the SG Daily. And what's in the J-Mug? Well, I don't know if you can see from YouTube, if I can like tilt the camera here. It's bulletproof coffee, so it's not just coffee. I do the low-carb diets. So I put a little bit of butter and a little bit of, coconut oil, and then give it a little whirl and kind of froths it up a little bit. And so you're getting good healthy calories in to start the day. Really like it. Also makes the coffee taste a little smoother, a little creamier. You get the energy, you get the healthy fats, but that's a whole other conversation. So anyways, hope this got you a little fired up to start putting out more content or get some type of account, some type of passion project started. Drop a comment below. Make sure to subscribe. And follow me on Instagram at solopreneurgrind and hold me accountable. How about that? If I don't start putting out enough documented content, then send me a DM and tell me to step my game up. Anyways, hope your day is going well. Hope your week is going well. And I will be home this week, but I will be bringing my mic with me and won't be missing an SG Daily. So have no fear. I will see you tomorrow morning. Take care.